This is Ileana the Marquis Corpheus with your Youth Bee Radio Voice to Empower on WCRS. Thank you for tuning in this Monday evening, 7:30 p.m., give or take a few minutes. I know that if you're listening, you have no other desire to do anything but listen to my voice. And also, you're really curious as to what this show has in store for you. So please, let's not take any more time. Let me tell ya. We just listened to the Gap Band with Party Train. That is completely relevant because, woo woo, Party Train. Or maybe not. I'm going to talk to some people to see what they're exactly doing for spring break. I heard that there's some sort of alternative spring break. That could be really cool. I don't know if that's so much a party train, but, I mean, you can make a party out of any situation, so hey, why not? And we have people that maybe they have to work. Maybe they have to stay here and keep that income coming in. Or maybe there's just people going to hang out with family. Or there could be some tanners out there ready to soak up some sun. Remember, we're listening to WCRS. Please stay tuned and pink. If I bid you no further ado, please do your thing and get this party started.
It's time to get the party started. Yeah. It's time to get the party started.
Yeah. Killer.
Yeah. Rockwater,
yo, funk doc walk into the club acting rowdy. I'm hounding for the right girl to crown me. A little bit up, lift your shirt a bit up. The gentleman off, turn the temperature up. One blink, turn the world around. Up just one drink, make you earl it down. Who that there?
We up here.
You better like move back there if you that scared. Doctor, pink, let's happen to link. I'm in the cut, bleeding to death, harassing a freak. I'm back in the beat, it happened to be. Rock, rock, introducing. Yeah, the underground make it shake upstairs. Women, throw that silly makeup smears. Henny, in my cup, let's fire it up. Are you high or what?
Get the party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes Benz. I got lots of style, check my gold diamond ring. I can go for miles if you know what I mean.
So I'm here with Mr. Brett Arnold, and we are doing the show about spring break, what people are doing. We have the alternative route, we have the cheap route, and we have those that unfortunately are just staying at home. So we will see what Brett is going to do, and here he is.
Considering I've already graduated with my master's, I've already done the whole spring break route. I've already been there, I already went crazy. So this year all I'm doing is just working. I have 7 restaurants to maintain. Just going to stay home and then wait for my vacation to come this summer and spend 2 weeks there in Aruba.
So Brett is the supervisor of 7 different McDonald's. And being that that is the case, he is unable to actually go and do something like a spring break, take the 2 week vacation. How do you feel about this, Brett?
I mean, I'd feel worse if I hadn't done it before, if it was something that I've never experienced. I mean, that's definitely something, especially people in college, should get to experience at least once in their life. But, I mean, graduated with a couple of masters. I mean, been there, done that, so I don't feel too bad.
So if you didn't have a summer, do you think that that would be a different result in your mind, like something that you would think?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have another vacation to look forward to, I'd be really bummed.
All right. So instead, do you plan on, like, at least going out and doing something for a weekend? Or are you going to, like, give yourself your own spring break? Like, what is something to look forward to? What is your piece of advice for those people that are doing their spring break?
I would just say having, like, a study lifestyle, like making plans, doing things with friends, you know, constantly throughout the week to where you don't feel like you have to have a release, you know, just to go and go crazy, you know, because if you're constantly doing something with friends, it's not that big a deal.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to say? Any a shout out or anything?
I love you, Ileana. Marry me.
That is always good. That's always what I love to hear. You are listening to Your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Stay tuned. Special right here on Youth Beat Radio, Your Voice to Empower on WCRS. I am now with someone that is taking the Spring Break Buckeye Serve approach. And if you could please just tell me your name and your year and a little bit about yourself.
My name is Miriam Hoffner. I am a junior here at Ohio State. This is my first semester or first full year here. I'm a transfer student.
All right, so have you done spring break before then? Have you ever gone anywhere?
Yeah, in high school, like we would do family trips, like on cruises and whatnot. But now that I'm in college, I haven't really done anything yet.
So you've kind of experienced the fun aspect of it. You've done cruises, you've done family time. So now you're deciding to do what?
I'm actually doing Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Awesome. And what does that consist of?
We're actually working with multiple families in Lafayette, in that area. We're going to be helping them put up their wallpaper, painting, putting in tiles and in their flooring, and doing like windows and doors.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I found out actually that one of the families has 6 kids. And so something tells me I'm going to be dealing more with the kids than building themselves.
And you love kids?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what's your definition of spring break, per se? Like, what do you think it's all about?
Spring break is, I personally think, is a time to get away and do something that you really enjoy to do, whether it be going to the beach and partying or helping out other people or just spending time at home with your family.
I think that's an awesome answer, and obviously you're taking the helping out other people route.
Yep.
And you're looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm so excited.
And do you kind of just, are you ready for this break?
I'm definitely ready. I'm kind of sad I won't be able to sleep as much as I wish I could have, but you know, it's definitely worth it to help out other families, and we'll actually be working with them too, so they'll be helping us build while we're building.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. You bringing back souvenirs?
Of course.
Are there any?
I mean, we'll be taking a trip, a day trip to New Orleans.
That's a blast. Bring me back something.
I will.
All right. Well, again, you are listening to Your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Take your spring break. Take the time. Do what you need to do. Do what you want to do. Have fun. Please stay tuned. So this next transitional song will be Outkast with Hey Ya. You're welcome. Here we go. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Out the door. Don't try.
makes something, what makes something, what makes you?
Love the exception.
So why yo, why yo, why yo, why yo, why yo? Are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here? Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. You've already heard someone that's working most of their spring break. That's kind of a bummer. You've heard of the Buckeye Serve, Let's Give Back to the Community spring break. What is left? Let's kind of find a more exciting, possibly, I don't know, we'll see what someone's doing. Maybe they're going to visit their family somewhere far, something that's not just staying in Columbus, doing nothing, or going to Buckeye Serve. Okay, here we go. I found a group. Let's introduce ourselves. I have four people right here in front of me. Can we go ahead and introduce ourselves here?
I'm Drew.
What's your last name? Give me the whole deal.
Drew Shaw.
I'm not going to lie. Drew put in a breath mint before we did this interview. He was nervous. I told him, no one's going to be smelling your breath. The microphone can't smell you. But he still put it in, and it smells good. So here we go. We're on two.
My name's Trisha Patel.
Trisha Patel.
My name is Shruti Patel.
Ooh, we have sisters.
My name is Mahek Talwar.
All right, where are you guys from? I hear diversity in your names.
Our parents are from India.
Oh, parents are from India? Wow, there was a freeze moment there. I think they got nervous.
Couldn't figure out if you met in the United States or from a different country.
Right, well, what are you guys doing for spring break? Do you get to go to India, or what do you guys get to do?
Actually, we get to go to our hometown.
Which is?
Delaware, Ohio.
Delaware, so you're going to go do something for spring break?
Yeah, work.
Work, but where, there?
Actually, yeah, our parents are buying a new business, so we're going to help out with that.
Oh, awesome, okay. You know, go ahead and give a little shout out to the business. What's this business?
It's actually a Froyo place that we're opening in Delaware. It's called Orange Leaf, and it'll be there soon.
Froyo! Isn't there something like YOLO? You only live once? Did I make that up?
That's a new thing.
It's true. Drew, I heard you have a good radio voice, so I've been told. Can we all hear it?
That's what I've been told too. But I don't know.
It's so deep. It's very opposite of mine. But maybe he could possibly come and shout at me.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Okay. All right, Mahek, what are you doing?
I am going home to California, just outside of San Francisco.
Oh, that's fun. Yep. You gonna do a little tan action?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're brown, so we don't necessarily need the Danny.
Ah, touche. I set myself up for that one. Oh, man.
Just gonna go and chill, hang out with my family.
Okay, you have a big family?
No, just hang out with my brother and my parents. But
that sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Yep.
Some families are really fun, so it could be funner than I'm making it out to be. What else? Is that it? So, Drew, what is going on? You haven't said one word. What are you doing?
I am doing nothing. I'm going home to Dublin, Ohio.
And
I'm hanging out with my parents
fidgeting,
as well.
Guys. He's fidgeting. This is cute. What?
Yeah, and I had, like, my grandparents live with us at home, so.
His grandparents have been together forever.
Yeah.
How long?
Since, like, the 40s.
Yeah, his grandpa was born in 1919, so.
Aww.
They're very aging, yeah.
Aww.
We're hoping to get them to beat the world record.
That's adorable.
There's another Indian couple that's winning right now. We got this.
Oh, we're going to have to attack.
Yeah.
Let's plan something. Just kidding. You didn't hear that. Okay. Is there anything else? Well, let me say one more thing. Okay. So we still have a couple minutes. Would you say your definition of spring break is? You know what I mean by that question?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think?
I would say my definition of spring break is just being able to relax with your friends and your family and doing whatever you like to do.
That's a great definition. Does anyone want to add on that?
Enjoy the weather.
Oh, okay. That too. The weather. But this is my first spring break in the semesters.
Oh.
And so it'll be interesting because normally it's a break between like two terms. This time it's just like 5 random days.
Are you excited then? That's just 5 days?
Plus the 2 weekends. Yeah.
All right.
So like.
Makes sense.
9 days?
Yeah.
10? Whatever. But yeah. I mean, I guess I'd be more excited if it was between two terms, but
no one worked that way.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't yet told my listeners what I'm doing, so I figured I would go ahead and say it. That way you guys can give me your feedback, you know, so it's not just me talking to the listeners. You can kind of just be like, oh, that's cute, or whatever. So, or not. Maybe you'll hate it. So what I'm doing is I have 5 roomies, and there's only going to be 3 of them and me that goes, but we're going to all go visit each other's hometowns, and we're going to take a road trip. Oh, so
that sounds great. That sounds
it's going to be cheap, it's inexpensive, and all we have to do is split gas. We're not going to my hometown because it's boring, there's nothing to see there, blah, is my answer. But we are going to go to Portsmouth, Ohio, and we're going to go to Greenwich, Ohio, and we're going to go to Mishawaka, Indiana, which is the one I'm very excited about.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So their families are going to make us their specialty meals, and we are going to, I think there's a beach near Mishawaka that my roommate said we were going to go to, and we're just going to, like, go to the specialty restaurants in that area and hopefully spend no more than, like, $150 each total, which isn't bad for a spring break trip.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah? What do you think?
Sounds like fun.
You guys need to take note and do this. I see. So we have 2 sisters here, right?
Yep.
There's a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to say it out loud. Drew. Drew's shaking his head. They can't hear a head shake, Drew.
Oh, yes.
And Mahek. We're best friends, so that's enough said. All right, you guys, you are listening to your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Remember, every Monday night, 7:30 p.m., please stay tuned and have a wonderful spring break. Okay, freeze time moment. We have just spoken to 3 different people. Well, I'm counting the group as one person collectively. Different spring break options, and they're all very, very, I said different 8 times, but dissimilar. There we go. So, I'm going to stop that to tell each of them some facts that they should keep in mind while they are gone. 1. On average, college students consume 6 drinks per week, but when you're on spring break, you consume at least 10 drinks per day. That is from a study according to dosomething.org. I am getting my facts from this website, but it looks pretty good. Basically, what I'm saying is be careful, be safe, Don't drink too much. Don't die. I would like for you to come back and listen to my show, selfishly. Just kidding, I care. Don't do anything. Last year, more than 10,000 high school and college students signed up to spend their spring breaks building houses with Habitat for Humanity. So that's just one other example of giving back to the community, and we heard Miss Miriam doing that. We have beach trips. Many sport and travel agencies offer deals for college students to spring break on a ski or snowboard trip. Again, be careful. If you don't want to soak up the sun, don't eat snow. Instead of don't eat dirt, I said don't eat snow. Hope you got it. I can't really find any other interesting facts on this website. That's pretty much it. But just be really safe. We know what spring break is all about. We know intentions. So come prepared. Don't leave excited and come back with regrets. Always pump, pump, pump it up. The beautiful words of advice from Ileana Namaki Corcus. WCRS, your Youth Beat Radio, voice to empower. Good night, all. Jump off, woman, gang, I'm back, play, yeah. Look, what you want, bump, double clip, pump, ride, ride, slump, jump off, homie, jump off. All these haters on my, won't jump off. But all the streets need is tickets to jump off. Tickets to jump, tickets to jump off. Do your thing, let me do my thing. I mean, do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing. Come on, move that thing, mommy, move that thing. Hustle, do your thing, let me do my thing. Pump it out, fellas. Do your thing, let me do my thing. I mean, do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing. Come on, move that thing, mommy, move that thing. Hustle, do your thing, let me do my thing. Pump it out.
Also find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu and mail us at youthbeat@osu.edu. So don't forget, this has been Youth Beat Radio, voice to empower on WCRS.
Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.